The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With the all-new Nissan Juke. The coupe crossover by Nissan. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
Eoin O'Riordan is Labour's education spokesperson and joins me now. Eoin, you're welcome to the show. Should the government reverse this decision?
I think we need to take some heat out of this, because over the course of this week, we're going to have teacher conferences, and I also listened to Minister Foley's speech and to the response from John Boyle. I think the government need to re-engage. I think what is a fair comment from the INTO and from other teacher unions is that a promise was made and the promise was broken. And it's not just that the promise was broken, it was done over the airwaves without any consultation. So I can appreciate that teachers and SNAs and other workers in other crowded scenarios are quite upset by this. So I think when it comes from NIAC's recommendation, and NIAC's recommendation is based on hospitalizations, and that's understandable, but it doesn't take into account the risk to certain professions of catching COVID in the first place. And there are other jurisdictions.
Well, it does, according to the minister. Well, we asked him on this show last week, and he very specifically said they also looked at exposure and the possibility of catching the virus in different situations. He was quite clear on that.
Yeah, I think that there is a potential here in the Schedule 9, which has, as has been outlined, you know, the various different levels of age cohorts. And in that same cohort, it does speak to those working and living in crowded settings. I think there is room there for government to work with, you know, teacher representatives, representatives of SNAs. Obviously, I'm speaking about education, but there are other frontline workers, guards in retail, who have a case to make as well. I would think, even at this stage, it's worthwhile for government to have this conversation, because, look, we could actually be turning the corner on this as a country. We could actually be in a position where a lot of the tension is going to be released. Anybody who has gotten the vaccination in their family knows that it feels an awful lot better than it did the previous day. And having this level of tension build up and this level of acrimony is not going to be good for any of us. So I just think, you know, having a speech today from the minister saying we're following the science full stop, when, to be honest, she sent a letter to every school in the country and said something different a number of weeks ago, is not going to help.
The advice changed, though, didn't it, Eoin?
Well,
changed. I mean, let me put a hypothetical to you. Let's say the advice changed and NIAC said, you know what, we looked at the condition of our schools and we looked at ventilation and we looked at pods and how well they work and how well they don't work in other situations, and we think teachers are at more risk, we should move them up the list. That would be breaking the promise as well. But I doubt teachers would be too angry about it.
I think, look,
but the fact is they don't like the advice, Eoin.
Yeah, no, I accept that. But look, when you consider what governments have done, and this is something that we've supported in the Labour Party, that getting schools open was the number one political priority from Christmas onwards. And there was a lot of over and back about it and a lot of discussion about it. But in fairness, government did make that achievement. They're not all back yet, but we will have a million people moving around the place that weren't moving around the place in December in a week's time. Now, given that guarantees were given in order for that to take place, and also given the fact that many of our schools, in fact most of our schools, have the most highest class size numbers in Europe, I think on that basis of goodwill it would make sense. And also, doing this would not be that very problematic. There's 3,200 primary schools, there's 4,000 schools in general. It could be readily done in terms of the education sector in order to ensure that you give that level of security and good feeling, goodwill back into the education system, so that those who are, you know, going to school, living at home, possibly with people who are elderly or immunocompromised, I think it is something that should have been handled an awful lot better. I am willing, as the Labour Party are, to debate this with government. I don't feel that government have come to this decision about age cohorts from a bad place. I don't think they're deliberately trying to annoy anybody. No. I do absolutely accept that the minister and government are trying to do what's best for the country. However, having said that, from an education point of view, I think we're going to keep these schools open. And if you're going to, you know, work with education partners, it is something I think that deserves better than a ministerial response to be got.
Yeah.
Today.
Isn't the irony, Eoin, that the biggest threat to schools opening now is actually the teachers?
Well, I don't think we're going to get to that point. I really don't.
But it is. You're talking about the importance of keeping schools open, and that for you is sacrosanct. It's the teachers who are threatening schools.
But the only reason the schools opened in September was because schools and school communities and SNAs and teachers got back to work in September. The only reason they're back now is because teacher unions and SNA unions went into a collaborative protest with government. Mm. And they can remain open if that collaborative protest process remains the case. What has, I just repeat, a commitment was given in a letter to every school in the country,
yeah,
that teachers and SNAs would be in the first third of the cohort getting vaccinated. That gave an awful lot of comfort to those who are worried about going back, justifiably going back, because remember, yeah, more people have been killed by this virus this year than last year. So in going back into a workplace, it's not something I have to do. I can work by myself. I don't have to go and do what TDs did this time last year or 2 years ago. I'm not in a crowded space. I'm in the convention center. So my job is an awful lot easier than what they're being asked to do. They were promised that. So overnight, they were told that promise is now gone and dead.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the way to do business. I think you're really undermining the goodwill of people who have gone back to school, and I think they really need to revisit it.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with you. Like I said at the start, if I was a teacher, I'd be fairly livid about what happened. But at the same time, I suppose they're not the only people working, and the 55-year-old asthmatic who's working in retail will have been delighted at the idea that maybe they've moved slightly up the list compared to last
year. Yeah,
week.
I get that. But if you were an SNA, for example, you are dealing with, you know, often a young person who cannot social distance, who cannot wear a mask. The care needs are incredibly intimate. And that is a particular cohort of worker that needs to be kept, you know, in mind. Similarly with the Gardaí, who are working with people often who are violently protesting restrictions and are going out of their way to be confrontational. So,
but again, NIAC say they've looked at this. NIAC say they've looked at that and they've taken that into account, and still age is the way that saves most lives. Like, is ultimately what you're saying, like NIAC possibly have this wrong? Is that what you're saying?
Well, look, I don't want to say things, and NIAC are not making these recommendations, you know, because they are, you know, trying to, you know, irritate anybody.
Yeah.
And obviously, what we're talking about is a twin track approach, where absolutely you do the age cohorts and you go from the older down. But in tandem with that, there is within the schedule recommendation for those who work in crowded settings or live in crowded sessions to also be vaccinated. Look, hopefully over a period of time, this would be just something in the rear view mirror where it was just a couple of days in the difference. And I know absolutely that no teacher or SNA wants to go back to a situation where children are being denied, you know, school time. But certainly, look.
No, they don't. And again, I put it to you, the irony of this is that it's the teachers who are threatening that school time.
No, I don't believe we're going to get to that point. I think from everybody's point of view, if we dial back some of the rhetoric here, we take some of the heat out of it, government understands where teachers, SNAs and other workers are coming from, then I think we can actually get to an accommodation that'll work for everybody. And to be honest, a lot of people in the country would appreciate the work that's been done to keep the country open. And if you've asked certain cohorts of workers, from retail to guards to teachers, to keep the country working, well, then I think it's only reasonable that they should have a twin track vaccination approach.
Look, teacher bashing is a national sport. I happen to think they deserve huge, huge gratitude for the work they've done. I thought it was immense, particularly while we were all homeschooling and the support we got. Ultimately, though, when you talk about taking heat out of this, it's the teachers' unions who mentioned industrial action. They're the ones talking about it. Nobody else. They're the ones who brought it up. Is your message today to those unions, stop talking about industrial action?
No, I don't. Look, there are teacher conferences this week, and motions are going to be put down, and motions are going to be amended, and I know there's a joint motion going ahead. But government can preempt all the stuff and halt all the stuff. I mean, what they've done, basically, in terms of interacting with these teacher unions and SNA unions, is to say, sorry, promise broken, this is going to happen on the news for you, and then I'm going to, as minister, arrive at your conference and tell you tough bananas from following the science. That is not the way to do diplomacy or to do industrial relations. It just isn't, because then you're inviting, sorry Karen, just for a second, you're inviting motions like that and that type of rhetoric if you don't do the proper engagement. And I think that's what's happened here.
What if the offshoot of that proper engagement, let's say it happens and Norma Foley says, you know what, it was a hasty decision, let's sit down, let's talk about it. And at the end of that discussion, governments still say, look, we just cannot diverge from public health advice, and this is what NIAC say to do. Then what?
Well, I think
I'd wager the ASTI and others will still be talking about industrial action, and their issue will no longer be consultation.
we don't know that, because it's a very different scenario from sitting down with education partners and discussing it over the period of time. I was horrified by the way this was done. I'm quite sure lots of people were horrified by it. If we have a scenario, however, I mean, I can't justify me as an almost 45-year-old TD who is not in physical contact in my workplace with anybody getting vaccinated ahead of a 25-year-old SNA. I just cannot, stand over that. Now, if NIAC said that's the most efficient and speedy way to do it, and it takes all the, you know, the difficulties out of it, well, then look, it's a difficult conversation. But they never had the difficult conversation. They announce it, end the story, minister comes to conference, and tough bananas. That's just not the way to do business. And I think you cannot encourage the education partners to go back to work on the basis of a promise and then delete that promise and expect that everything is just the same.
Yeah, Joan in Cork, in the Bonds in Cork, is after texting in from hospital. My daughter is an SNA. I have stage 4 terminal cancer. She's my main carer. We're now terrified as we only got relief when she went back to school with the promise of a vaccine. I cannot leave palliative care now. Whereas John in Dublin says teachers should be allowed to go on strike. Do it in July and August and save us all an awful lot of hassle. I asked people to get in touch on 1890 453 106 as well as the number. And Sally is on the line from County Meath. Sally, do you think that the teachers should be vaccinated further up the priority list? You do?
Yes, I do. Teachers and guards and SNAs in particular. And I would totally agree with Aegon. I'm retired. I can choose when I shop. I can stay at home and cocoon. Teachers can't and SNAs can't. And particularly people dealing with special needs pupils, to protect the children and to protect the teachers. It's both. And I really think it's crucial. I'd happily give up my place in the list.
Would you?
I would. And I feel that really strongly. It's, what, a matter of a couple of months for me?
Yeah.
Whereas for those SNAs, they're facing back in, and the teachers are facing back into work next week. And they haven't even had a first vaccine.
Yeah.
And they're going to be there in primary level. They're going to be there for the next 2-3 months. They definitely need some sort of protection. And I'm certain I'm not alone. No. I know other people who would say exactly the same thing.
Oh, no. Look, and other people getting in touch as well, Sally. What some people are suggesting on the text line, though, is, well, that makes sense. You know, what about other people in work? It's not just teachers who are facing into work, as you
said,
you know, next week.
Well.
But people in retail, people who work in food production, you know, there's huge amounts of people out in the economy.
To be perfectly
working.
Honest, I believe that employers in retail have done way more to protect their people than the Minister for Education has done to protect teachers and SNAs, and than has been done for the guards. I think way more has been done for them.
And you anyway, Sally, you'd happily give up your spot for a teacher?
Absolutely. Or for an SNA, or for a guard.
All right.
Well, I think all those frontline people... I mean, SNAs and teachers working with special needs pupils, there's no way they can distance from them. They often can't wear masks. They're terrified they're going to cause a problem for their children. They're terrified for the people at home, like that lady Joan just spoke about.
Yeah.
They're entitled to have protection.
Well, listen, Cathy, who is one of those teachers maybe who you suggest could take your place on the list, is on the line as well. Sally, Cathy, what do you make of the suggestion from teachers' unions that industrial action might be the consequence of not moving them back up the list?
Hi, thanks for taking my call today, and hi to Sally as well. Do you know, I'm really frustrated with the unions and the constant, I suppose, arguing and putting forward of this opinion that they seem to have at the very top without actually talking to the members or kind of getting a sense of the situation. It's a really horrible situation we're all living in. It's a pandemic. I happily go into my job. I love working with young people. I appreciate there's a risk, but I want to do my best. We all need to pull together, and by people pushing and shoving to the top of the queue, I think it's really unfair. And I think it's very kind of Sally to suggest that she would give over her vaccine for people like myself. But I really think the government is in a hard situation. They're doing their best. They're considering the most vulnerable people in society and the people that will suffer the most if they contract this disease. And I think I'd love a vaccine. But come on, we have to be fair to one another. And if we start kind of backbiting and looking to be put to the front of the queue. I think it's really unfair. Yeah. And I'm embarrassed to be, I mean, I've worked so hard in the last 12 months. I have an elderly mother. I've lost my dad in the last few months. It's horrible. This is a horrible situation, but I want to keep going. I want to keep doing the best for my students. And I want to recognize that everybody else is doing it as well. And I think it's the fairest way to go by age. And it's the quickest. And I mean, we all want to get out of this quicker, don't we?
Yeah.
Well, I think Norma Foley has let us down, you know. I think she, you know, she let us down in January when they're putting forward this message that it's safe to be in schools. It's not safe to be in schools when the community transmission rate is really high, let's be fair. But, you know, she threw us under the bus there and they made us out to be very unreasonable. She's doing it again now, like she broke promises. I'd have so much more respect for her if she came out and said, look, I did want you guys to be at the front of the line, but we've re-looked at this. We want to get out of this quicker. I think it's fair if we do it this way. I'm sorry that you're not at the front of the line or next in the line. And let's just keep going. Let's all keep our heads to it, you know. There's only 6 weeks, 7 weeks left for me. I'm post-primary. Okay. I'm happy to keep going, you know.
You're happy to put the head down and get through to the summer and hopefully before you go back in September, you'll be vaccinated.
Yeah, and I'd love if the unions were actually talking about all the good work we're doing. I know you mentioned it a minute ago, and it's so nice to hear that because I kind of dread turning on the radio these days. I feel like everybody's bashing us all the time. And like, we're working, we're in our offices, we're in our schools, and it's a very different place. It's a lonely place when they're not full. We love the sound of children. We do, you know, and I'd love if the public appreciated the work that we do rather than giving out about us all the time. And I just think the unions don't do us any favours, and it's a shame.
Well, listen, Cathy, we appreciate you getting in touch with the show, and I appreciate the hard work you do as well, we promise. Lots of people continuing, and should I say thanks as well to Sally in Meath, and thank you to Eoin O'Riordan, Labour's education spokesperson. Lots of other people texting in on 53106.